field, and please call back and we'll try to retake you up. But otherwise, as to BOE 618, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You get a decision within a couple of days by mail, and we thank you for owning Nittany County. All right. I'm a little confused. 393 says Table Rock Lodges. And I believe we already made the motion and did that one, unless he's got two and he lied to me. But I'm hoping not. But that's Eddie Long is the owner of that. I think it's Long. I thought we already had a Table Rock Lodges previously.
You tabled it.
I know he tabled it a few times, but
I thought I had actually made a motion to do it, and because he had emailed me and said that that's what he was looking for was just the classification, and I think that anyway, I'll try to call him again, but if not, I'm going to go ahead and make the motion on it. I just happen to know him from another matter that I dealt with, so or know who he is. I don't know him. Eddie, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know we've talked before, and we've also had the email. We've got it on the docket again today. Did we already make a decision in this case? I thought we had.
Yeah, we had met, and I said, yeah, I just had one copy, and you guys did whatever you needed to do on your end. But, yeah, that should have been done a week or so ago.
Did we talk on the phone then?
Yeah, you pulled me into a conference with the board.
Right, and that's where we are now again, but for some reason it's still in the docket. I don't know why. Maybe the motion just didn't get recorded or something, but I'm going to go ahead and make it again. Well, no, okay. It says, no, we did pass it once. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion on this one.
Okay.
Based on your representation, this is the only one you have a nightly rental program in Taney County. I'll make a motion on BOE 393 that we classified as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. You'll get a decision within a couple days, and thank you for owning Taney County.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I think that one just got missed or something, because I remember talking to him. Okay, I think that's all of the nightly rentals. I think we hit them all. I think all the rest of these are just the in-persons. One. We have a BOE 515 of Richard Gray. Is that you all?
It is.
Okay.
Et al. We're et al.
I got you. And others. Looks like and that's BOE 515 and 516.
Yes.
Okay. And is this
ag land to market rate?
The vacant land?
Okay. Yes.
This is in Walnut Shade off 65. You got a
160.
You got an ag 101 acres and ag and 80 acres. Okay. All right, and the values on our sheet have got to be wrong. Okay.
515, 516. I am here at 11:30, but we're all related. My property is right down the middle of the pier, so I thought Why waste your time and we can do this?
Okay, which one are you? What number?
Taylor.
Taylor. Okay, and that would be BOE
528.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right. And are there any other ones, sir? Oh, you're with her? Okay.
Yeah.
So we got 1, 2, 3. This is all the same thing. And this has
yes.
to do with the vacant land that was put up to market rate. Okay, let me ask you guys a couple of questions here
sure.
before we start on this. And then I'm going to kind of give you an overview of what's going on as far as some properties and stuff like that. Do you have any kind of agricultural productivity on the property at all? Do you do any, or is it just,
no.
is it just basically
this is,
just blank
it,
land?
It's, as I stated in my letter, that it was part of our land, our great-grandfather's land trust
gotcha.
In 1902 that the family has inherited. And then my cousin's land, his mother purchased some land that butts up against it. And if you look, there's actually no, and my cousin brought an aerial map showing
could we bring it up on
sure.
the screen? We're going to bring it up on the screen is what we're going to do.
Oh, you've got one.
That
oh,
way
perfect.
It would be easier for us to look
okay.
at.
Yeah.
515.
Is it would that be BOE 515 and 16 looks like?
Is yours 15 and 16?
Are they right next to each other?
Yes. Yes, they are.
And then
your
528, yeah. it's also next to those.
Yes, and mine actually goes through the middle. We have the old road that goes through the middle of their property, so
okay.
that's what we own.
All right, while we're waiting for her to bring that up, let me kind of explain to you what's happened mm-hmm. in the county
okay.
with respect to vacant land. The assessor's office has one of the things that they can do in their assessor's manual when they're trying to determine what the value of vacant land is to do a land study. And so what she did in this case was she broke it down by school districts. And when I say she, the assessor's office generally, they broke it down by school districts. They took sales of land in the county. They had kind of a bell curve. They threw out the highest one, they threw out the lowest one, and she used the lowest price per acre that she had in that data set that she had, basically, to come up with a value for each school district on a price per acre basis. Now, having said that, we are struggling somewhat as a board to determine value on property that, especially property that can't be built on, or that it also probably doesn't have much agricultural value. But as in other words, we're trying to come up with a uniform, treat everybody the same kind of mechanism. What that price is per acre, I don't know right now, but we have put some of these off, and we may do this with you guys. We may put this off until next Monday or Tuesday for us to determine that. But we want to listen to what you guys want to say today about these properties and tell us about the properties, and so we can make some notes and determine what we want to do, please.
That's fair. We were all surprised, and we're a little surprised that if they wanted to increase the taxes, that they didn't do it incrementally. You know, for our property, everybody has an interest in the property.
Right.
With the exception of the stuff that I bought, my wife bought, in between. But to tell 20 how many heirs
it's,
are
it's 19.
19 people that all of a sudden, you know, they want us to reassess the property they're going to, and it's no longer agricultural. What we don't understand is a lot of this you couldn't build on. And I don't know if you guys have ever been back through here. My grandfather used it to hunt. He used to let other people come in and hunt. Now the lots you see on the left were not ours, and they're a whole different topography than what we have. Would you guys agree? You've been up there, Kenny. Have you?
Yeah.
So
is this on the south side of 160?
It's on the east
side of 65, 60. South side of 160.
By yeah.
north end.
South
Creek.
Side of 160. And okay.
You
so
know when you know where the cross is
between 160 and the school. Kind of
yeah.
Our
when you
high
when
school.
You go up the hill on 65 and you pass the cross
yeah. Yeah.
and you
yeah.
look to the right,
sorry.
It's that
you
one.
Continue
to the far right.
Okay.
If you know
there's
the highway.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's got one of the. Is this the property that's got that really high peak?
We don't own, yes, but we don't own that peak, by the way.
Okay.
That's Redford bought that years ago.
I knew Redford bought property out there.
And we don't own that. We go up just to the bottom of that hill. So we don't.
Okay. So
you're down. Yeah, Deer Mountain Road.
Is that Roark Creek that goes, or no, not Roark, what creek is that?
Emery Creek.
Emery Creek goes through there, okay.
Right.
So basically you're slanted on each side coming down to that?
Yes.
Okay. And, okay, that's, whose property is that? Is that yours?
That would be, I believe that's part of ours.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Chris.
What's your other section?
If I'm reading that correctly, it's called the Redding Trust. And it came to all of us from our parents, who got it from their parents and my grandmother's father. And then our great-great-grandfather owned part of that, too.
Okay.
So it's just been family land since the late 1800s. 1902 is when our great-grandfather bought the land. And our grandfather used it for pigs, cattle, you know, goats, you know, things like that. And then when he no longer could take care of it, it just, you know, we have just never been able to do anything, because when you have 19 heirs that live in 7 different states, they you know, no one could come to any agreement when that happened. And then we also have had, when we got this notice, we got one of the parcel number 30 has been designated as residential. And my understanding is that's because it's right next to Emery Creek. And